Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, how to identify the retirement planning concerns that matter the most, tips to help you along the path to your retirement road trip, and questions to be asked and answered before you drive off into the sunset. Stay tuned.
And now, WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney.
Hey, welcome in, everybody. This is WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here. Joseph Lenz is here. Both fiduciary independent advisors at Retirement Wealth. Eric, of course, the man in charge. Alongside him, Joseph Lenz. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning.
So this is going to be fun. We're talking about identifying retirement concerns. Well, I mean, there's a lot of concerns about retirement, right? I mean, there's always something.
There's always something, and it's usually something that you never even think about. So I think that that is the difference between our firm and a lot of other firms. It's like strategic financial planning. It's like that is our core. And it's funny, too. I was just talking to my buddy Matt, who's a massive advisor up in Minnesota. Matt has been around for years and probably has one of the biggest practices in that entire state. And he's just like, you know what? He's like, we're still sticking to core financial planning. And that is really where the higher net worth people are craving service from. And so we're sticking with that route. And I really hate to say this. I don't like saying this, but the fact of the matter is a lot of people do not really care about their money as much as they want to think that they do. And
ooh,
so,
yeah, expound on that.
Well, I mean, there's people, you know, they see a 5% CD and they're like, I can't believe that. We haven't been able to get that in years. Right. I can't wait to get my hands on that. I promise you, and I've talked about this before, but a 5% CD will do absolutely nothing to make your net worth more attractive. And so the thing is that you have inflation, you have taxes, and these keep creeping up. You have the national debt that is just blowing up beyond. I mean, right now we used to talk about it. It's like, oh my man, the national debt's almost $30 trillion. Now all of a sudden it goes up to 33. And it seems like the same year that we're talking about it being 33 trillion, it's now at 34 trillion. And interestingly enough, when tax rates settle, tax rates sunset in 2026, it's expected that our federal debt is going to be north of $40 trillion. Now, that's just something right there. And so you're taking a look at interest rates and everything and saying, okay, how can I actually maneuver and manage my net worth and my personal economy through this ever-changing environment? And so, again, strategic planning is really where you're not concerned about the world's economy. You're really focused on your own economy, your personal economy. And so, again, I think this year more than ever, we're going to be focusing on tax planning, income planning, strategic financial planning, and really sticking with that. The portfolio management side and the wealth management side, that's a whole nother arm of our company. But the bottom line is that if you're very serious about your money, you're going to be working with a financial planning team that has a fiduciary responsibility, that are certified financial planners, that are building, creating, and monitoring and maintaining your entire system.
That sounds great. I mean, that's really kind of what it's all about. Let's talk about a little bit about, here's a study from Fidelity 2024, the state of retirement planning. Over half of 54% of the Gen Xers and baby boomers that responded that they are concerned about the higher cost of living. I mean, it gets down to inflation. And then just for context, let's go to Maria Bartiromo talking about what got us here.
This is bad policy. You've had interest rates at zero for 15 years. When you have such low interest rates, people want returns. They search for yield, and they search for yield in sometimes risky places. So bad policy, rates too low for too long. And then not even a year, we see rates go from zero to 4.5%.
I mean, yeah, what do you think, Eric, Joseph?
The funny thing about this is, too, is that, you know, let's take a look at mortgage rates. Sure. And let's take a look at CD rates, because, you know, people were so overjoyed when they could refinance at 2.5 to 3%. Now they're overjoyed because you can get a 5% CD, but then they're pissed off because now mortgage rates are at 7.5%. You know, it's like you can't have everything. And that's what people don't understand. They're like, I'm so happy to have this 5% CD. I'm not really happy about my high mortgage interest rate, but that's what goes hand in hand. So you have to understand that, you know, for every action, there's a reaction. And so you have to constantly monitor, okay, if I have this, how does it affect something else? And, you know, there's so many entangling financial pieces to that puzzle. And people want to hyper focus on one. And lately, it's been inflation. Like, people are like, I don't understand the high cost of living anymore. It's like, we'll get used to it. And Florida has the highest inflation of any state out there. You know, you have more people moving here than ever before. Sylvester Stallone now moving here. Why? Because he wants to get out of the ridiculousness of California. It's expensive. There's taxes. He doesn't like the way of life there anymore. So there's a lot of people that are moving into Florida, even if it's only for 6 months, just to get the tax breaks and whatever else comes with that. But along with that comes super high inflation. Insurance, HOA fees, car insurance, food, everything is going up. And then when you take a look at healthcare, that's a whole nother thing. So you have to understand, for every action, there is a reaction, and you have to understand what that is. The financial planning is always taking into account all of these areas. You know, we've been preaching inflation since 2001. Nobody cared about it until 2 years ago. Nobody. Now, all of a sudden, it's the first thing that people come in. Well, I'm concerned about food costs, right? Well, if you've been paying attention and you've been outperforming your portfolio and you've been factoring in inflation at a certain amount, then you're not going to have an issue. But the problem is that people hyper focus on the here and the now. But with financial planning, you're focusing on all areas at all times.
Right. And again, that's not always an easy thing to accomplish.
No, it's not. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, people have to take financial planning more seriously. They have to put more time into it. We want a better life. We want a better life for our families. We want to make sure that our health care is taken care of. We want to make sure that we can keep going on vacation. We want to upgrade our car. We want to make sure that we can remodel our kitchen. All of that stuff is great, but all of that stuff actually comes from financial planning. That is literally the root or the foundation of your life. And so life costs money, and it's got to come from somewhere. And, you know, we talk to a lot of people that when we say, okay, we've got to create a lifestyle expense for you. How much does your lifestyle cost? That's the most overwhelming part to people. Once that's accomplished, we can come in and do the rest. We can come in and do all the finagling of how to create income for you. But we first have to understand how much your lifestyle costs. And you can't believe how many people are overwhelmed by that. It blows me away.
Sure. Well, and again, one of the other things I think that's having an influence is the Fed and whatever game they're playing. And I mean that, you know, in the kindest way. So they're waiting on rate cuts. We're looking at that. I was reading a story in the Wall Street Journal. I shared that with you. They say the rules are changing on that. So the fear is, okay, they're waiting. The other side says, okay, what about a recession? And I guess we're all sort of thinking that.
Yeah, I think the market really wants the Fed to cut rates a lot sooner than it actually is planning on. And they want to make sure that inflation's at a point where they're ready to actually cut rates. And this is something that is getting to be a scary point for the market, because people are afraid that it's priced in those rate cuts already. And now the Fed had just come out in March and said, well, we're actually going to stick to where we're at because inflation's still at 3.1. We still have a 2% target rate for that inflation. And the equity market loves when we cut rates because they constantly spend money. So when rates are higher, their bottom line gets thinner because they're having more expenses for interest on all the money that they're borrowing. Whereas when they cut rates, it's actually profitable to them and their bottom lines get bigger because now they're spending less in those interest expenses. So really all eyes are on Jerome Powell and the Fed, waiting to see what they do as far as when they're actually going to cut these rates.
What do you think, Joseph? I mean, it's, you know, people are saying, no, it's not going to happen for a while. Where do you fall?
I do think that this being an election year is causing a little bit of controversy in there as well, whereas I just read an article the other day saying that the liberal side is actually starting to come out and say, oh, we really want to see some rate cuts this year. What's taking so long? Whereas before, they really didn't have an opinion about it. And a lot of people are suspecting, with it being an election year, they really want to see, oh, well, because our president is in there, we want to see some good economic, you know, things happening. So
yeah,
we need to see some changes in there take place, which is pretty interesting to me, seeing that they didn't have a problem with anything Jerome was doing for the past couple of years.
So Biden could say, I did that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because they know it's going to be very profitable to the stock market as well. Once those rate cuts come in, that a lot of people are going to possibly invest even more money into the market.
Well, all eyes on the Fed this week. I mean, they're meeting this week, right? So we're going to hear something.
Exactly. And I mean, they have been a real stickler about that 2% inflation mark.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they really are sticking to that. And they're not as, they are worried about the recession. But when you have job numbers coming in at higher than expected and unemployment is still looking good and the GDP is still where they're expecting it to be and nothing is slipping on that front, well, then that gives them all the reasons in the world to keep rates at where they're at.
Okay, and again, boy, you have wrapped it up very nicely there, Joseph. Let's take a quick break. Come on back, and we'll pick up the conversation.
Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. What this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out, your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We will get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
That sounds fantastic. It's why we're giving you the opportunity to review your individual circumstances. As Joseph just pointed out, there's no cost. There's no obligation. You'll find out things like how much risk you're taking, red flags that could pop up down the line for you. Do you really know what you're paying in fees or commissions? How about tax liabilities? And of course, we're talking about an income plan that will last forever. For your life. If you would like to take advantage of this complimentary review, please call us right now, 800-779-1942. That's 800-779-1942. A quick break for us. We're going to come right back and continue our conversation on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza.
Next up, we're going to go through some studies that found across generations there were three big hurdles that were blocking their path to even saving for retirement. Stay tuned.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here. Eric, independent fiduciary, been helping folks for a good long while. What, better than 20 years? Joseph Lanza, certainly picking up some ground alongside Eric. Joseph, also an independent fiduciary with Retirement Wealth. You've got three offices, Bonita Springs, Cape Coral, Punta Gorda. You guys are just staying real busy.
Very busy. Just picking up from where we came off of last year. And, you know, the market has been hot this year, and then all of a sudden it's starting to cool off. You can see a little bit of a major pullback. And it's really funny because there are some things that we are invested in that people are like, oh, this is untouchable, right? Well, everything that you invest in always ebbs and flows. There's market pullbacks, corrections, there's market fluctuation. And what people don't realize is that is what makes a market. You know, imagine if you said, hey, you're going to buy a share of Microsoft today, and in 10 years, it will be worth $120. And in another 20 years, it's going to be worth $140. You know, it would be so boring to actually be able to do that. So now all of a sudden you buy shares at 100, it goes down to 90. Oh, that's great. I bought more shares at 90. The price went down. That's what creates a market, buys and sells, ups and downs. And so that's kind of what makes it exciting, but it's also what makes us have to be portfolio managers. And that is literally what separates us from a lot of other investment advisors who just give their money off to third-party money managers. And I think that this is where people, especially a more affluent client, is coming into us and saying, look, we want a more sophisticated portfolio. How can you help us? Because there's still a lot of people out there who are still invested in interest rate sensitive investments or alternative investments that are not serving their purpose. And so again, it's okay to be diversified, but it has to be a relevant diversification that's out there. And a lot of people, again, this is one of the things that we're going to be teaching in our upcoming courses, which we'll talk about later in the show.
Okay, great. I look forward to that. And so let's get this set up for this segment as we get into it. We're talking a little bit about, you know, spending issues. We're talking about inflation. You mentioned three hurdles, and we're going to break those down. But first, we'll check in with David Asman from Fox Business, talking about spending and really the overall economic picture.
The reason for inflation, it's not because of the corporations, as the president said the other day. It's not because of shrinkflation. Inflation is because the government is spending a lot more money than it has. We just got the figures of the past 4 months that we are in deficit. It's over $500 billion in just 4 months. You multiply that times three, you get an annual rate of a deficit of $1.6 trillion. So we are spending so much more money than we have.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot more money than we have.
Yeah, the spending's just gotten ridiculous. It's
truly,
it's disgusting. And you know, and what people have to realize is, as interest rates goes up, that only disallows us to pay down more of that debt, because it makes the debt, the federal debt, the national debt, much more expensive to maintain. And That's the one thing. I mean, Ukraine and Russia, there's two different sides. They're like, well, we're spending so much money on that war. And then there's the other side. Well, what we're doing is we're giving it to Lockheed Martin and General Dynamics so that they can build more bombs and missiles and everything like that. So we're actually bumping up the American economy. And I don't know what to say there, you know?
Wow.
I mean, we're spending all this money, and it's good that it's going to American jobs. But just to send stuff over, I just don't know.
It's tough.
When you mix that type of spending with how low taxes are, relatively speaking, right now, I mean, what are we going to have in 2 years when these taxes sunset? When you hear that we're spending over $500 billion in the past 4 months, and our tax brackets right now are relatively some of the lowest that we've had in history. Where do you think taxes are going to end up in 2 years when the government has the ability to change them?
Yeah,
I mean, it's really no question. And then the fact that people are not so focused on a tax plan, that they're not as focused on taxes in retirement because, I'm going to be spending less in retirement.
Yeah. And Joseph, don't you think it's interesting, too? Like, nobody cared about inflation until inflation actually hit them in the face.
Right.
And now all of a sudden it's going to be the same thing with taxes.
Absolutely.
In 2 years, they're going to be beating down our door. We need tax planning. We've been telling you that for 20 years.
And the thing with taxes is, once the tax brackets change, there's not much you can do about it.
No, and that's the funny thing too. You know, we've had people that come in their late 60s. They sold a business for big money, millions and millions of dollars. And I look at their situation. They're like, we're getting crushed in taxes every single year, and it's going to stay this way for the rest of your life. It's like Tiger King. You know, everybody that watched Tiger King, he had these cute little tigers, and they were so cute and cuddly, and you take them to the malls, and you get pictures taken with them. And then all of a sudden, that little tiny tiger grows into this massive tiger that you can no longer be able to maintain or control, right? Now, all of a sudden, you got to feed this thing 10 times a day. It creates a monster. And so it's your tax situation really is no different. You know, it starts out in this little thing, and then all of a sudden it grows up so much that you can't control it. And so the bottom line is that all of a sudden people will come in their late 60s and they're like, I need tax planning. And now all of a sudden you're hyper focusing on this tax plan, and their options aren't there as much as they would have been 10 years ago. And so again, my question always is, why didn't somebody tell you 10 or 15 years ago that you're going to be in a highly taxable situation? You worked with investment advisors, financial advisors, accountants, CPAs, whoever, and nobody ever mentioned this to you? Or did they, and they mentioned it over and over again, and you just didn't listen? I don't know. I don't know what the answer to that is. But the bottom line is that there's not enough people paying attention to their tax brackets and how to minimize that situation. And the time to do it is now, before it is an issue, just like inflation was.
Well, sure. And you talked about three hurdles that we're facing right now. And again, I think they're pretty obvious.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Sure. Higher costs from inflation, yes. Consumer debt, always a problem. And lacking emergency savings. You know, I feel like we're beating a dead horse with some of these things. But again, it's important. But we've got to have these things in place in order to make it work.
So I heard the other day that 60% of Americans cannot come up with $1,000 in emergency savings. 60%.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of people. It's actually crazy to me. And so, you know, and you say what are three hurdles? And I would say that is more on a national level, right?
Sure it is.
In Southwest Florida, here's what it is. Your three hurdles in Southwest Florida: higher costs from inflation, healthcare, and number three is taxes.
Those are the
number three things I would say that our clients are concerned about.
Can I add a fourth one in there that I think would solve a lot?
Absolutely.
Lack of a financial plan.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
I mean, and with that lack of that plan is what's causing these hurdles to be a problem for these people.
Yeah.
Because we see time and time again individuals coming in who are deep into retirement already, and they don't have a financial plan in place. They're really just winging it. They're focusing all their time and on their investments and not about their spending, their taxes, what healthcare is going to cost them in the future. They're not factoring in inflation. And by having that financial plan, it really creates a sense of confidence when you do come into these hurdles.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we actually had a prospective client call us and they wanted to come in, and they were working with a national firm that liked to fish. And so we brought them in. We took a look at their portfolio. Portfolio was completely outdated, by the way. Had a lot of interest rate sensitive, had a lot of ADRs, had a lot of international exposure. Didn't make any sense. And they could tell, like, when the market goes up, we're not really moving up. And then all of a sudden we got into, where's your plan? Where's your income plan? Well, they said that they were going to do that for us. And that was a year and a half ago. And so, you know, the whole thing is that you're trying to move forward in a financial positive trajectory, but yet you have no financial plan, you have no income plan. They're basically just taking over your assets and hoping to outperform your last portfolio. Well, to me, that's not good enough. And so again, the financial plan and the income plan is gonna give you further direction. And I would say this, in the second meeting with them, they said to Joseph and I, you guys have already given us more than what we've already seen from this national firm. And that's the common denominator when people are coming in to get a second opinion. We're giving them much more value than other advisory firms. But the one thing that we're doing is we're first investing in you before you have to even decide if you're going to invest with us. And so we know that we have to put a lot of work in. But for us, it's putting us all on the same page financially. And a lot of people are missing out on that. So you can actually take care of these financial hurdles way before it becomes an issue. And I think that that's really what people are looking for.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Eric. Folks, if you want to jump in, it's 800-779-1942. So what should we be doing today? And I know it's hard sometimes to ignore the headlines, and we shouldn't let that too much influence us to what we do, or should we?
You have to really worry about your own situation. A lot of people, either they go to the media or they hear their neighbor tell them, you don't have your money in gold, or you don't have your money in a CD right now or cash right now. Are you crazy, this economic? I mean, I had a client send me an article back in December, and it was an article saying about how the stock market could go down 80 to 90% in this upcoming year, and how you should have all your money in either cash or in gold. Those are extremes. Those are extremists that are putting that out there, and it's fear mongering. And so a lot of people get caught up on all this media or what people are telling them, and it causes them to make these emotional decisions. And as an advisor, as a money manager for our clients, it's our job to remove that emotion from the equation and make decisions based solely on financial data and financial facts and your own personal financial plan. And that's what we always are going to revert back to. So really focusing on your own financial plan and your situation first is going to lead you and help you not make those emotional decisions.
I want to read something real quick, Steve.
Sure.
This is on February 21st. I had a client email me at 12:28. And this is what it says. Fox Business is saying today the market is about to take a huge hit and people might want to move your money into cash or cash equivalents ASAP. Your thoughts? 12:29 or respond. What else would the news say other than that?
Well, yeah.
And that was my response. And there's probably a lot of people out there that think, you know, Eric, you're kind of a jerk, right? But the next day, he thanks me.
Oh, good. Right?
Like, I'm so glad, because the next day actually, and this would have been February 22nd, and everybody can look it up, the next day, the market actually had a great day. And if you had moved, then, you know,
you would have lost.
You would have lost. I mean, you would have lost out on that.
Let's take a quick break. We invite folks to call and to fill up that calendar.
Sounds good, Steve. Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out: your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
800-779-1942. 800-779-1942. Quick break. We're back. We've got more on WealthWorks Radio with Eric Carney and Joseph Lanza.
Next up on WealthWorks Radio, the retirement planning rulebook has certainly changed. Well, a famous retirement rule of thumb might pose a threat to your bottom line in retirement, completely unbeknownst to you. How to neutralize the threat, coming up.
We're back on WealthWorks Radio. Eric Carney is here. Joseph Lanz is here. I'm Steve Siddall. And we are talking about some serious stuff that, well, we always talk about serious stuff. Well, kind of, right? So one of the things I want to bring up at this point is your classes. We talked about that before the show started, and they've really come together, and people are really starting to come out.
Yeah, and, you know, I would say prior to COVID, we were probably the number one educator in the area. And then all of a sudden after that, people started doing classes again. And the reason I became so disappointed in them was it was basically just to sell products. And I'm going to be honest with you, that pissed me off. That really pissed me off. The thing is that you're supposed to do these to educate people, to really go through the whole entire financial planning process and allow them to learn a lot and allow them to understand what they're missing. And at the end, more than likely, they're going to make an appointment with us. But a lot of people don't, and they take what they learned and they use it in other areas. And that's fine. Is it a marketing tool? It absolutely is. But what I want it to be is I want it to be an ethical marketing tool. And I think that we've provided people with a lot of value over the years with the educational course. And so again, don't bring your checkbooks, don't bring anything. We're going to teach you the good, bad, and the ugly about all of financial planning. More than likely, you're going to know more about your portfolio than ever before. If you've never had a financial plan, it's going to help you create a financial plan. It's going to show you different ways to create income. It's going to teach you the good and the bad side about annuities, what to look for, what to watch out for, and even if they're a good fit for you. It's going to show you how to manage your risk and your volatility. It's going to actually show you if you have diversification or duplication. It's going to teach you how to actually build a portfolio and truly show you what asset allocation is. So there's a lot of things. It's 100 miles an hour. When I teach this class, I teach for 2 straight hours. I don't stop. If you have to use the bathroom, you can go use the bathroom, but I'm not stopping.
Wow.
And so, I mean, it's intense. And so, again, we've got a lot of people signing up for it, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, how do we find out? How do we sign up? Where do we go?
So you can actually give us a call, 239-288-1575. You can also call the toll-free number at the end of the show that we always give out, either way, or you can actually email us at rwacapecoral@gmail.com. Again, that's rwacapecoral@gmail.com. And eventually we will have all the class dates on our website as
okay.
well.
Okay. Well, again, one of the things I find interesting about the sessions that you do, it's not a seminar. I mean, it's just an educational time. You know, you kind of structure it a lot different than a lot of folks out there, as you said at the beginning. But it's so meaty, I guess, for a lack of a better word.
It really is. No, that's a good way to put it. And the people that are serious about their finances are coming to this. They want to put effort into this. They want to take time. They want to invest in themselves. That's the kind of person or attendee that we actually really want. So, again, I feel that when people come to these courses, they are very serious about their finances. And that's one of the questions that I actually ask them, you know, with a show of hands, who really cares about their money in here? And then, you know, people put up their hands, and then I say, okay, here's another question. Who seriously puts effort and time and truly cares about their net worth and their financial situation, not only for themselves, but their family? And a lot of people are honest and they don't put up their hand. And I'm like, thank you for being honest. And so the bottom line is that at the end, they're like, I need to put more time into this. This needs to be more of a focal point of my life, because now I realize it's the foundation that provides me for what I want in my life.
Right.
And, you know, even if it is healthcare, people say all the time, Eric, I want to be healthier. Do you know how many people say, I wish I could afford a personal trainer? Because that is actually a luxury that we have in life. If you can afford a, you know, personal trainer or even a nutritionist, because let's face it, when we get to the point and we have enough money to retire, now what we want to focus on a lot of times is our health. And so again, there's just this huge balance in life. You know, a lot of times we're trying to build our wealth and our health goes on the back burner. A lot of people are very, very healthy, but they're not very wealthy. So we have to find that balance in there. And again, they're getting a lot out of this course. And to me, it's mind-blowing how much information is actually in this course.
So what you're putting out there is from the Southwest Florida Education Network. That is you. And it's called The Foundation for Retirement. And again, folks, you know, visit the website, check out the, you know, give us a call if you're interested. You can also text Eric, by the way. That's new.
Yeah. Actually, I'm really excited about this.
So you can text
us as well.
Text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700. That's Eric to 600-700. And again, you'll get in. So as we're talking about all of this, you're talking about the course. Now, is one of the things you talk about, and I've seen this in the headlines in the last couple of weeks, a lot more than usual, and that's the 4% rule.
Yeah.
We've talked about it many times.
Yeah, it's we actually threw it in the book because, I mean, so many people kind of bring that up. Oh, I just stick with the 4% rule, and I'm going to be honest with you, I just kind of laugh. I'm like, okay, that's hilarious. You know, the 4% rule in Southwest Florida will never, ever exist. People's lifestyles down here are just significantly more dynamic than other parts of the country. Just the cars, the boats, the golf courses, the clubs that people buy into, the traveling that goes on. I mean, our client base, you know, the 4% rule just would not apply to them whatsoever. And even William Benjen, you know, the creator of that, has said many times that is very outdated, and it was way too simplistic of a formula, if you want to call it that.
So,
sure. You know, inflation has taken over, taxes have taken over. Certainly the national debt was not anywhere near what it was when he came up with this. So many financial and economic triggers and things have happened since that. This is just an old, outdated rule.
Mm-hmm. Well, is it fair to say it could be a rule of thumb, or could I say it's a starting point?
I mean, it's definitely a starting point that some people could get to. But at the end of the day, when he put this rule together, he was looking at historical context from 50-year period. The 50-year period was from 1926 to 1976.
Well, it's a lot different in 2024.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot has changed. Now, one thing from his findings that I do find interesting that I do think still applies to today, I know, was that he found that portfolios that neglected stock market investments did more harm than good. So we find that a lot of individuals, when they come into retirement, want to be ultra conservative. And the moral of the story is that if you're 65 years old, your time horizon is still 25, 30 years that you need to make this money last for you. So your investments need to properly illustrate that as well. And by actually preventing them from some growth in the stock market and having being too conservative can do more harm than good and can actually affect the longevity of your portfolio.
Okay. This whole thing gets a little somewhat convoluted in terms of what it could be, what it could mean, and in reality, we just need to take things a different way, a different direction.
Oh, there's a guy that there's a gentleman that emailed me after a show, radio show that we did 2-3 years ago. And he's like, you know, your show is silly. I listen to it every week. And I'm just like, you know, just okay. It makes me laugh. You know, I mean, I laugh at this stuff. Right. I mean, it goes to show how financially simple minded some people really are. So this guy writes me, he's like, I go by the 4% rule and my retirement is just perfect. And then, you know what I wrote back? I wrote back, well, let me tell you something. I go, I'm very happy for you that you have such an easy and simple retirement that the 4% rule suits you. But let me tell you about the people that have sick children and they have disabled children, or they get sick, or they have some autoimmune disease that happens, or something horrible happens to them and it changes their financial trajectory forever. Those are the people that we're actually doing financial planning for. So while it's great for you that that suits very well, Donna and I have taken up to 16 hours to write a financial plan for a family to try to straighten out their financial direction. And wow. So you don't have that responsibility. And so the 4% suits you and you just think that applies to everybody else? Are you kidding me? So anyways, it was a lengthy email and I stopped writing it and I went back and I changed a few things and I toned it down a little bit.
Okay.
But you can sense my passion because it's basically I'm trying to respectfully rip him apart for disregarding other people's lives who are not as financially able as he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no two plans that are the same. Everybody's lifestyle, everybody's life is different.
Well, and everybody's life changes.
Yes,
whether
of
we want it to or not, people's
yes,
life
indeed.
Changes. Look at the news. I mean, you know, the news may not affect you personally, but every day you see something that has changed the trajectory of everyone's lives sooner or later. And it's going to happen to us. And you just don't know when. You get out of bed in the morning and you have no idea what you can expect that day.
Right.
So when it comes to financial planning, we never know what the financial hurdle is going to be, but I'm certainly not going to pay attention to the 4% rule that I think is incredibly outdated. And again, that he ran up to 50 years ago,
all
1976.
Right. Whew. Food for thought, folks. So let's go ahead and invite folks to call and come on in.
Whether you currently have an advisor or you've never worked with a financial professional before, we're going to be taking the next 10 callers who are in need of that missing financial plan. We're going to create and customize a full-blown financial plan review valued at over $1,000 and give it away absolutely complimentary, no obligation. And what this will consist of is simply taking the mystery out of financial planning by taking a look at what you're currently doing and maybe just making some slight changes. Let's map it all out, your goals, income needs, expenses, tax strategies, and even transfers of generational wealth. We'll get that plan built for you and see where it leads you. Let's get you reacquainted with your investments without any obligation. In short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning. So for the next 10 callers, a full-blown comprehensive plan review that is valued at over $1,000, we'll be giving it to you complimentary with no obligation.
Sounds great. Joseph, go give us a call right now. It's an opportunity to really review your individual circumstances with no cost and no obligation. You can find out how much risk you're taking, if there's any red flags that could be a problem for you down the line. How about fees or commissions? Do you know how much you're paying? Tax liability is always a big part of the conversation. It's a phone call away, 800-779-1942, 800-779-1942. Make that call. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back and have another segment to go here on WealthWorks Radio.
Coming up on WealthWorks Radio, my favorite part, questions from you and answers from us. Stay tuned.
We are back on WealthWorks Radio. I'm Steve Siddall. Eric Carney is here. Eric, of course, president of Retirement Wealth, and Joseph Lanza, Joseph Independent Fiduciary Advisor with Retirement Wealth and part of the team. And again, speaking of teams, I know that's sort of an overused phrase, but you guys really do have a great group of people.
I'm so happy with everybody. You know, it's like working with my best friends all day long. And, you know, it's a tough industry. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts. It's a very difficult industry. But these guys have done a fantastic job, and I'm just very proud of them all the time, every day.
Sure. Folks, it's 800-779-1942. And so just remind everyone once again, you're starting up the classes, the Foundation for Retirement Network, and that's a big deal. And again, this is probably one of the best, as you, and again, I'm a little bit biased, but again, I see a lot of these, a lot of advisors, and what they're trying to do is bribe you to come and get a free steak and then sell you something.
Yeah, we don't do these silly dinner seminars. You know, we fix the stuff that comes from those dinner seminars.
Well said.
And, you know, the thing is that people are like, oh, Eric, I went in and I got sold this investment. I got sold this product and, you know, the dinner was okay, but now I'm stuck in this product. What can we do? I realize it's not right for me. And listen, folks. There is no financial plan written. There is no real analysis. There is no financial plan done. So all of a sudden you're going in and they assume that everyone in that room is suited for this product. How ridiculous is that? And so a lot of times people are going into these and they want instant financial gratification. Don't go that route. You know, go and get educated and meet up with three different investment advisors. See who puts the most effort into your situation up front first, and then see who's a good fit for you. Because I want to know where that client's going to be before they even come on board. And so, again, this is really important that we're putting a lot of effort into that client, that we're changing their situation based on what is going to change in their life. And so that they understand where they are. We all want to be on the same page. That's important.
Sure it is. And again, with that said, let's jump into some of these questions. And again, if you want to get involved with this, with the classes, give us a call. And it's 800-779-1942 and get yourself signed up. And so Frank is up first. He's checking in from Port Charlotte. He says, what's your opinion of all the robo-advisor stuff I've been hearing about? Is AI taking over retirement? Is AI taking over anything and everything? What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, the thought about a robo-advisor sounds new, but it really hasn't. And what I think of it as is it's pretty much a target date fund when you really think about it. Mm-hmm. That target date fund doesn't know your situation much more than anybody else's. They're not writing a financial plan or an income plan for you or doing a tax plan. They're not looking at anything much else other than how much money you have and how old you are or when you plan on retiring. Just like how these target date retirement funds say, oh, you're in a 2025 fund, which means you're retiring within the next year. So here's your 60-40 portfolio, or you're planning on retiring in 2035. Here's your 80-20 portfolio. And nothing ever changes with that portfolio. It's just a set it and forget it. All it is doing is taking a look at how old you are and using, you know, traditional finance theory of saying, well, you shouldn't be as aggressive at this older age and investing your funds accordingly.
Well, it's also never taking in emotions. I mean, you know, that's the one thing, you know, a lot of times what we're dealing with is we're dealing with someone's emotions and their emotional capacity towards the stock market or their own finances. And a robo-advisor just is not capable of doing that.
Right. So, I mean, do you see AI as a tool down the road or sort of becoming a help?
I definitely think it could be a tool as far as the data analytics go when you're evaluating positions to place a client into. As far as it taking over the role completely of a financial advisor, I'm not so sure about that.
No.
With all the different situations that you really have to run for somebody in a financial plan, especially when you take a look at somebody's tax situation or all the intricate goals and objectives that a client really has. Having a computer system being able to do that whole job is just not capable. We're not at that point where it's capable of doing that, and I'm not sure what that point is and when we'll get there.
All right, fair enough. Frank, give us a call, 800-779-1942. Bart is in Naples, says, how can I locate an investment account that I lost track of many years ago? The firm I invested with was sold to other firms. That's a question we get fairly regularly.
Call Autumn.
Call Autumn, all right.
Yeah, she's like a pit bull. She can track down anything. REITs, old investment shares, anything. I mean, we just had a huge Lockheed Martin case where there was a ton of different Lockheed Martin shares in different accounts, and she tracked every single penny down and got it in one account.
Wow.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But you can also go to, like, check the Office of Unclaimed Funds in your state. But I swear Autumn is part of that. Like, maybe she, like, runs the whole thing on the side. I don't know. But she's got this whole thing where, yeah, she's got this sniffer where she could just, you know, sniff out your old funds and money.
Well, again, because a lot of us do have multiple 401ks from various jobs, really in various parts of the country for some.
Yeah, I actually had a client a long time ago. He got a call from a guy, and he goes, "Hey, are you going to come pick up this car or what?" And he had a 1967 GTO that he actually forgot about. It sat in this garage for like 12 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. And he's like, "I'm not kidding you, Eric." He goes, "I totally forgot that car was even there."
And a good problem to have.
Yeah, he's like, "You know, I was glad to get the car back." He goes, "It was a little moldy, but but anyways, yeah, he ended up getting the car back." But it's, you know, it is amazing how we just forget about things, and that's not good. And actually, that's one thing about the financial plan that we do is we are very thorough about taking an inventory of all of your assets so that as you get older, you know, we still understand, you know, what real estate you have, what jewelry you have, you know, what's in your portfolio and everything. It's just, like I said, you want to understand an inventory of everything that you actually have.
Sure. 800-779-1942, Bart, give us a call. Jolene is in Cape Coral. She's wondering, what are some good options to place investment funds between investments? Now, I want to earn more than the bank interest rate when I'm holding funds in cash. Ooh, that's a good question.
So you want to make sure that you really have a strategy for your investments, which means if you're looking to place your emergency fund somewhere, then maybe look for something like a high yield savings account for your emergency fund, something that is immediate liquid. But when you're talking about your retirement accounts or your investment accounts, you need to have an investment strategy. When people are moving funds between investments, and a lot of times if they plan on moving into cash, that cash is going to sit there for a lot longer than they anticipate, because once they move out of the market or out of an investment, it's very hard for them to place those funds into a new investment. And this is where emotions become a part of that as well. So it's much easier to think, okay, I have this money on the side in a completely separate account as my emergency fund, which is in a high yield savings account, earning me a little bit more than a regular savings account would, whereas my retirement or investment accounts are going to maintain their investment positions. Now, the strategy can ebb and flow as you go throughout time, and maybe using things like an individual treasury or something if you want to move out of the market or reduce your exposure and still earn some yield. But you want to make sure that you're placing those investments separate from each other and that you're not having large amounts of cash positions within your retirement or your investment accounts.
All right. 800-779-1942. Give us a call, Jolene, and I think they can probably help you out. Let's see. We got time for another one here. Let's go to Anthony in Estero. He says, "I was automatically enrolled in my company 401k years ago. I'm 55, want to retire in 10 years at 65. Is there anything I should be doing now to help me get to retirement?"
Yeah, this is really, you're starting to get in that red zone now.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you have 10 years to really focus on your retirement. You want to see what your contribution rates are. You want to start building out that income plan and that financial plan. Taking a look at your tax situation. Is there a Roth portion of that 401k? What's your company's match? Should you be putting more money into that account? Seeing how it's invested as well. Does that correlate with what your goals are for retiring in 10 years? And really, this is the most important time, because what we want to do for our clients is provide them with the confidence that when they say they want to retire and they do say, "I am retired," they know that they're never going to have to go back to work. So if you have 10 years before your retirement, this is really the time to buckle down and say, "Okay, I know I have to put at least X amount of dollars into this account every year for the next 10 years, and I'm going to be okay in retirement." This is where we also start taking a look at your budget, how much things are going to cost you in retirement, taking a look at those investments as well, and really starting to craft that financial plan.
Well, it sounds like a perfect time for him to come on in and really begin to craft this plan.
Yeah, it's right in the wheelhouse, really. I mean, with 10 years, you can still make a lot of changes and have a lot of effect on that financial plan, rather than thinking, "Okay, I'm 62, I want to retire in 2 or 3 years. Am I going to be able to do it?" You don't have as much room to work with. At that age, time is your biggest asset that's on your side.
Sure. And again, I guess on that note, we're going to have to call it a show and wrap it up one more time. Let's invite folks to call.
Hey, everybody out there, thank you so much for listening. If you're out there and you feel like you're in a financial no man's land, you really are looking for a second opinion, or you just want a second set of eyes on that portfolio, give us a call today. Let's perform your own personal financial blueprint. If you're looking for income, we can show you several different ways to turbocharge your retirement income. Again, you've heard about all the classes. If you're interested in coming to one of our 2-hour classes, give us a call. Text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700, or give us a call today at the number at the end. Give us a call today. We look forward to meeting you.
800-779-1942. That is the number, and it's an opportunity for you to get that financial roadmap put together. And once and for all, let Eric and Joseph take that complex financial world and really turn it into something that just makes sense. Here's your chance to get a true, practical financial review. If you're listening, call us, 800-779-1942. You're going to get the comprehensive financial review that Eric just talked about. Again, no cost, no obligation. You'll see where you are today, but more importantly, it does become that roadmap that can help get you to where you need to be when it comes to retirement. 800-779-1942, 800-779-1942, or text Eric, E-R-I-C, to 600-700. Text Eric to 600-700. Always a great show and one of my favorite hours of the week right here.
Steve, thank you so much. Joseph, thank you very much. And everybody out there, we always appreciate all the positive feedback that we receive every single week. Remember, you only retire once. Let's get it right the first time. Have a great week and an even better retirement.
Eric Carney is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Retirement Wealth Advisors, and this station are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by RWA. Insurance licensed in the state of Florida, insurance license number P138852. Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interests of our clients and make full disclosures of any conflict of interest, if any exists. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A, page 4, for additional information. WealthGuard is a complete portfolio monitoring system. Designed by determining the amount of downside risk a client is willing to tolerate, WealthGuard is added to a client's account to protect them from the downside risk. WealthGuard is not a stop-loss strategy. When the account value in the portfolio hits the targeted value, an alert is sent to the client, advisor, and money manager. There is no guarantee the exact WealthGuard value will be captured or assets will be traded or liquidated the same day due to time of day or market restrictions.